Just 5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Shout out to Shields. Get the golf game rolling. Make sure you're stopping by. Shields has everything. I always find myself just in conversations about Shields, mainly because it's a staple of ours. My child loves it. My family loves going there. So I'm always talking about it. I could go there pretty much every day. But they have some cool deals going on with golf and everything too. So make sure you get in there, pick it up, pick up your golf gear. Angel, I know you're getting out there. You need the good gear though, cuz Tanner's already ahead of you. He's out there getting gear, and
I do need a towel.
Head start.
I need a towel. Well,
probably got that.
Probably could use another bag of balls or something, and a new steel brush. One of those little brushes you use to clean the clubs. I need
got
a new
it all for you.
I get it, Shields?
Yes, let's go. Right. We'll go together. We'll do videos, and we'll get up on the Ferris wheel together.
We'll see. No.
No?
Can't do that.
Afraid of heights or afraid of sitting too close to me on a Ferris wheel?
The second one. We have a nice buffer zone here at the station.
Yeah, that's true.
Anything outside of that, I have to be like 5 feet away from Brady.
Well, I think we could. There's room in the middle where our arms won't be like... Our arms won't be touching each other.
We're locked in a cage.
That's true. Yeah, it would be kind of awkward as we start. At first, it's like,
when
here
we go. When you're a
big,
wrestling fan, you put you in a cage. Yeah. And you don't know what's going to happen.
I do get a little nervous the further up we get there. Okay. I might start, rocking the boat.
Oh, no. And then we're stuck, and Brady's waving hello to all the ants.
We'll go in there. We don't have to go on the Ferris wheel, but we can go in
check. The escalators.
Well, and you're a nerd like me. You would probably want to go and check out the Lego store, too.
Maybe.
You'd probably just want to go in there and look at it.
Maybe.
Even if you don't buy anything. They got Star Wars stuff in there.
Who says I don't have it already?
That's probably true. But I tell people, I'm like, yeah, they got a bowling alley there. They got everything. It's awesome. That's Shields in Johnstown. We're going to talk to, we're going to talk to the golf shop manager coming up, Hunter. He's a long drive pro. So, dude, Angel, you might need this one. You might need this interview because I've given up hope for me. It's about you. I am your Adrian.
Whoa.
And you are Rocky. And Tanner is Apollo Creed.
Really?
And you got to beat him. Yeah. Is he Apollo Creed? Or is he the Russian?
He's not Drago.
Not Drago.
He could be a Clubber Lang.
Yeah.
I think. He doesn't know that reference because he doesn't watch Rocky.
I think he said he stopped after the first one or two. I don't know.
He stopped after one and two.
Well.
Say, oh, there's six other ones? Nah, I'm good.
I'm trying to be nice to Tanner. You know, rightfully so, a lot of crap for his takes on the Nuggets Sun series. So I was all like, dude, let bygones be bygones. You made a mistake. You don't understand. You're a Rockies fan. You don't get what success is. You don't know how to deal with it. But I felt like he doubled down a little today. I don't know what his prediction is, but his thing on LeBron being the best player in the league when he wants to be made me want to argue with him again. And it's not my fault. It's his fault that I want to. I like to argue. It's fun.
Well, you gave him the microphone.
Yes, and it's fun for me.
Well, it's my fault because I turned it on every morning.
It's true. But so let me get this straight. For the Nuggets Sun series, he said Kevin Durant was a top three player in the world. Now he's saying LeBron James is the best player in the NBA when he wants to be. If you have to say when he wants to be, he's not the best player in the NBA.
This isn't about the rest of the NBA at this point. There are four teams left competing for a title, and the Denver Nuggets are one of them. If not number two, they are the best of these final four teams.
Yes.
Jokic could be the greatest player he wants almost every night. I don't know a night when he would look at you and say, I'm good
tonight.
Dude, nah, I'm going to load management. I'm going to do that.
I watched every game, maybe other than one or two, between LA and Memphis. LeBron disappears. He disappears when he's out on the floor.
And that's not to say LeBron's not a great player.
But he does disappear sometimes.
But the fact is he is still 38 years old, he is not the same LeBron that you saw even in 2020. He's not the same as he was in 2016.
He's not a top five player in the NBA right now when he wants to be or doesn't want to be. He's still good.
Is he effective? Can he still shoot? Can he still move and throw it down when he wants to? Absolutely. But he doesn't control the game like he used to in Cleveland. When he was with the Cavs, you could sense that LeBron was in control the entire time.
And Tanner just fired off a poll question Twitter. I just saw it. He's
putting on Twitter
me.
Now?
Yeah, is LeBron the most
You're not even on air right now,
he
Tanner.
He just tagged me. He
you're
just
not even on
you.
Air, and you're just talking into the ether. No one's listening.
You've been working on that.
You put it on Twitter. He's going to come running down the hallway here.
Oh, you know he's around.
I just saw him.
He's like Jaws.
We're going to need a bigger studio.
Yep. We should play Jaws music anytime we have Tanner on. He's coming in.
I don't know if he's worthy of music. Brady.
I just voted no on his poll question.
I guess I would do the same.
Is LeBron the most dominant player? He tagged both of us in it. He shouldn't have done that because it's two votes against him.
Did he not just say on like Thursday that Nikola Jokic was the greatest player?
And he said
ever?
He was going to pick him to win. I'm telling you, dude, you can't blame. You can't blame Tanner because he doesn't know how to handle success. That's the problem with Tanner.
It just scared me.
He doesn't know how to handle it. Because he said it. I think the Rockies are the best team in the world. Sorry, I coughed. I was so excited and passionate about this. He doesn't know how to handle success because he thinks the Rockies can do no wrong. So he's just kind of used to that life.
Well, I mean, according to Bryce Harper, they're a loser organization.
Well, Bryce
All
is,
of them.
He isn't wrong.
He's not.
They're not losers
you
like,
don't,
as
you
individuals.
Don't, you don't get to say that about us. We can
yeah,
say
we
it.
Don't, you don't get to say that, Bryce Harper. That was mean. I kind of like it, though.
Please get a haircut.
You know what?
That style is so 2017.
I kinda,
get out of here.
I kind of like it that he said it. Because I think that maybe this organization needs a fire. Something to bring them together. Something to galvanize the crew.
If it's not the mascot getting assaulted, it's your players. Dinger.
Ah. We Bird? Should get Mm-mm. shirts made, like, for Dinger.
Do it for Dinger.
Do it for Dinger. He got assaulted at a game for just dancing. All he was doing was dancing, bro.
Out of the four professional mascots, Dinger is at the bottom. Maybe Bernie. But Bernie has titles.
I like Bernie more.
Bernie has championships.
Dinger is just a Triceratops version of Barney.
He's better than Barney.
But he's close to the
same. He wears clothes, unlike Barney.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Hanging around kids without clothes on. Come on, Barney.
It was weird. And then once it's proven that dinosaurs do wear clothes, like Dinger, you should have worn clothes.
Yeah.
No, Rocky's number one.
Absolutely.
As far as mascots. Miles / Thunder.
Miles lost some points because of his acting.
Mm.
Not great. Not a lot of range in his delivery.
His little chili spiller, clam chowder spilling thing.
That was probably gross. They got to clean that outfit and everything.
Yeah, that was a weird. That whole video was weird.
Did they just drop it in Russ's office? We're taking that carpet out anyway. Just throw the clam chowder in there.
Is that Russ's? Was that office that Peyton was in? Do you think that was Russ's office?
Oh God, it looked a little small.
Peyton, we're gonna give you this. What for?
You know, some guy had it last year. I know he didn't do much with it.
You can do a video in here and then just hang out. You could probably do your Monday Night Football cast from in here if you want. You know, that'd be kind of fun. Yeah, Rocky, it's just the things he does athletically.
He got on like a 50-foot ladder and made a half-court shot. Crazy.
I'm a sucker for real animals, though, like Thunder. That horse is amazing. Is it she or he? I don't really know.
I have no idea.
And then Miles is okay, but Thunder's cool. And then the Avs got Bernie.
The dog.
Bernie the dog. And then Dinger. And then, I mean, as far as mascots go in the state... Is Rocky better than the Falcon at Air Force?
Yes.
Better than Ralphie?
I mean, Ralphie's very just iconic. I'd say Ralphie's just a bit over Rocky, but Rocky is definitely over Chip.
So, okay. But Ralphie's number one in the state?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bison. It's a real bison.
It's a real bison that runs. And
then, I'm sorry, Rams fans. This pisses Rams fans off every time. Cam the Ram... It's not one of those cool rams you see in the wilderness. You know?
Big horns.
The ones that will be like, and then they rear up, and then they're, bam, their horns hit each other. That ain't Cam the Ram. Look at Cam the Ram.
He's wearing a dress.
He's just wearing a little thing, and he's walking around. He's like, I'm here. Where's my pills? I didn't bring my eyeglasses today. I don't know why he's an old Jewish person, but that is Cam the Ram.
It almost fits his face a little bit. The horns kind of look like wispy white hair.
But he's not one of those rams that you see. He's like a sheep with horns.
I think that's what a ram is.
Yeah, but the rams in the mountains,
he's
dude.
Not like a mountain ram.
That's what they need is a mountain ram. They need a mountain. Look up a mountain ram, like a big freaking ram, dude.
Those horns are—they look actual like the CSU horns. Yeah. They're not out to the side.
That's what I'm saying.
Like wings or something.
That thing could do some damage. But what the CSU Rams have is a lamb with horns. That's all.
Just wait till UNC gets a bear. Then we'll see.
If they had a real bear, now we're like a freaking grizzly just runs around like Ralphie.
Yes.
But nobody controls it. They just let it go.
Ed Lamb can control it. Ed Lamb rides out on a bear for week one.
That would be the best thing that's ever happened. Probably. So you're going Ralphie number one. Animals beat out people dressed as animals. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. Because, you know, the animal is also not a person, but they have a name, you know. Ralphie. Yeah. That buffalo, bison, whatever, is taken better care of than probably most of the students at CU.
Yes. Yeah, I'm with you. I think if you can get an actual animal doing mascot things, I'm going to vote for them.
And the tradition of Ralphie. There's been like eight or so Ralphies?
Yeah.
Probably more?
Yeah, there's been a few.
So that's cool. There's only been like two Rockies. It's the same family.
Is it father and son?
I think so.
Yeah, that's cool. 17 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKI.
Hear local coaches, players, and more with Coach Speak. Weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Want to shout out to Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor to my guy Ryan Hicks and his partner. They formed this thing 20 years ago. Two UNC Bears alumni, and you know me, I'm a big local guy. I'm into companies that support the local area and actually give back, and that's what you see with these guys. But then the other important thing, probably the most important thing, is that's great, but can they help me out? They specialize in risk management, commercial and personal insurance needs for Weld County, their go-to for workers' compensation, and also farming operations, which is absolutely huge for our listeners, for this area. Don't lose what you've been working so hard for. Call my guy Ryan at Renaissance Insurance at 970-674-8825, 23 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day: what will the result in the Nuggets-Lakers, what will be the result in the Nuggets-Lakers series? Nuggets in 4-5-6-7 or Lakers in 4-5-6-7? 34% of the hooligans are saying Nuggets in 7. There we go. They're winning the poll. But second place at 26%, Lakers in 7. Then a 21% coming and saying Nuggets in 6. 8% Nuggets in 5. 4.3% Lakers in 6. 4% of the hooligans think the Nuggets are going to sweep this thing. Nobody thinks the Lakers are going to sweep this. And nobody thinks the Lakers in 5. So you either, for the most part, you either think the Nuggets are going to handle this thing, fairly deep series, or you think the Nuggets are going to lose, but it goes into a 6 or 7 situation. Where are you sitting? Are we predicting tomorrow? We don't have to do it today, I guess.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Do it tomorrow. I do think Denver wins this series.
I do, too. I mean, I haven't seen anything to deter me from saying that they won't win a championship. I mean, this is, I've been saying it from day one. Now, the only thing I could say is that Jamal hasn't been as special as I said he needed to be, but Joker has been better than I thought he would be. So that is what you call a good old-fashioned wash. Joker's super amazing star power has covered up Jamal's averageness. I thought Joker would be great, Jamal would be great, and we go here. But Jamal's been good, Joker's been super great.
If we have to just make a prediction, does this series, does Jamal play like the Minnesota series or the Suns series?
I wish I could answer that, a good feel for that. Because a part of me wants to say these games are going to be more on prime time now. So does that mean Jamal's going to show out in prime time? I don't know.
Does he need to show out? Because we know Malone had talked to him in the last series in like game 4 or 5 about just playing smarter basketball, not putting so much on himself to will this team to wins.
He has to get out of that mode where he's like doing the ISO ball and all that stuff. What's the matchup that you're looking at with him? Is it Russell guarding him? I mean, again, it doesn't always matter. Screens and everything change how you're defending people, but I would imagine it's D'Angelo Russell. Hey, and quick note, don't forget, KCP was in the bubble. KCP was on that Lakers team.
So he...
He knows everything.
He knows Western Conference Finals. He knows winning championships. He knows... He's the guy that says the right things in the locker room that maybe Coach can't say, maybe Nikola can't say. It's KCP that they lean on.
Well, and Calvin Booth, being the basketball wizard that he is, didn't think Thomas Bryant was ever going to work out. He didn't think, no, that's not a player move, guys. That's not a player move. He can't play. But where was he for 75% of the season? Gathering intel, slowly but surely, observing the Lakers and their ways. Darvin Ham figuring out what they're drawing up, what they're up to over there. The trade is going to work out. Thomas Bryant is going to give the Nuggets information that they need to get past the Lakers. Like, hey, sometimes LeBron James will clear everybody out and just try to go one-on-one.
Say, when they do this hand motion, this is what they're trying to do, but this is what they're actually doing, so keep your focus over here.
Sometimes they will give the ball to Anthony Davis in the paint.
Hey, every 5 minutes in the first 5 minutes of the third quarter, LeBron does this. He always does this. Get him off of his spot. He likes to start off a quarter this way.
X factors for Lakers. D'Angelo Russell, Austin Reeves, Lonnie Walker. He's been a little bit of an X factor. Was that Lonnie Walker the fourth?
Yep.
You're the Roman numerals guy.
Yeah, IV.
Look at me go. Schroeder?
Schroeder? Is it Schroeder?
Schroeder. Dennis? I think it's Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder. Who's guarding... Who's guarding Joker when Davis comes out, if Davis gets in foul trouble or gets hurt? So I'm telling you, there's a chance of both of those things happening.
Their second center is Wenyen Gabriel.
Okay. Doesn't get a lot of minutes.
Nope.
Hachimura is going to get minutes.
Hachimura, sorry.
I'm sorry, his two
Rui.
Points. His 2 points and his 4 points a game. That he averaged this season? No, he averaged about 10. Does he scare you? Because he'd probably go up against Gordon.
No. As much as Jacques Landale did, no.
No. That's about right.
I went back early this morning and watched a little bit of Jokic in 2020 against AD in the bubble. And my takeaway from Jokic was that he was still good and he was still effective at what he was doing. But comparing that to what he's doing now, he looks so much more comfortable and confident in the shots that he's taking around the rim.
I'm telling you, man, good players, when they get more years in this league, if they're good enough to stay in the league for a long time, they just get so much better at everything. We were talking about this during the pregame or pre-show today. We were pre-gaming it. And I said, you know, look at veteran point guards that bring the ball down the floor. Look at Steph Curry, the way he brings it down. It's just different than what he used to. It's so casual and easy for them that they'll just flip the ball up, do a little lob pass over to the left because they're so confident in everything they do when they bring it in. Joker is so confident. Look at how he inbounds the ball compared to how he used to do it. He just has a feel for every aspect of the game. They're up by 6 with a minute 40 left. Joker knows how to kind of walk to the baseline and kick the... Oh, I accidentally kicked the ball with my leg. Oh, I picked it up and handed it to the ref. They figure all those things out. And that also shows the confidence. That shows in the confidence aspect of this. Every shot, you just master it. I mean, this is what you do. This is why you silly, silly people that say college basketball is better than the NBA. These guys play every day, all day, whether it's practice, shoot around, games. They are perfecting every single shot. It's not, oh, practice can only be 2 hours because we'll get in trouble by the Division I, by the NCAA, if we practice more than that. Oh, you got to focus on, you can't go do shoot around today because you have algebra or college algebra 7 or whatever the hell it is. You can't focus on that. You got to go do this. Hell, dude, when I go to CSU practice sometimes, you'll be there and a random football player just leaves practice, just runs out. Where'd he go? Oh, you've got class. Because they can't all possibly, 80 players plus, can't all possibly design their schedule where they never have to miss practice. It's not possible. These guys don't have to worry about that. Joker perfects it. You're right. From the bubble to now, he's gotten so much better because of the confidence factor. He's in playoffs, too, so you're just adding 8, 12, 15 more games every single year.
Yeah, I mean, it's we talk about playoff experience, and even though you know they made it to the Western Conference Finals and lost, it's still experience. Yeah, it was the bubble. It's still experience. It's this core group of guys with Jokic, Murray, MPJ, and Gordon. Those minutes that they had together in the bubble matter.
Yes,
even 3 years down the line, it still matters.
This is why when you're just sloughing off, well, Jamal wasn't there in the Phoenix series, and he wasn't there last year, and you just slough that off and say, I don't care, great players, got to will them to win. It's not how it goes. That's not how it happens.
But during those two series, Jokic learned, how do I play in playoff basketball?
He learned, it's like I said, dude, Jamal wasn't great. He was good. Joker was astonishing. That averaged it out. That's why this series, that's why the Nuggets are here where they are. If Joker wasn't astonishing, the Nuggets wouldn't be here. Because Jamal didn't give him enough. I'm sorry, he didn't. Joker had to be better than better. He had to be better than he was all season, and he was. But that confidence continues to go up. Every game, every mismatch, every matchup, every adjustment that this team makes. You saw him drawing up plays with Malone this year. We didn't see that last year. You learn the game so much by playing it. Look at this radio show. I've been doing this radio show for a long time. You learn things, segments that work, things you want to do, areas you want to focus on. It's your craft. You get better at it every step of the way. And that's what Nikola Jokic has done. And now you're seeing an extremely confident Joker come in. And what did he get? What just happened to him?
He got a haircut.
Uh-oh.
Over the weekend.
Later, dog.
After taking a dip in the pool, relaxing.
Watched some horse racing.
Refocused and locked in for the Western Conference
Undefeated
Finals.
When he gets a haircut?
Game Almost after? Averaging a triple-double.
LeBron who?
Hey, no.
I mean,
let's not get too carried away. He is still LeBron James.
I feel better about this series than I did Phoenix. I'm very confident. Concerns? Sure.
Phoenix was concerning because there was that level of unknown.
Okay.
Like, this team hasn't hit their stride yet. It could happen against us.
Let me ask you this. Who's better? Duo. On their best days in their prime. Don't take the last two games into account. Kevin Durant and Devin Booker or LeBron James and Anthony Davis? Collectively, as a duo.
Probably Booker and Durant.
I agree.
Just in terms of output and scoring.
I agree.
And AD, is he healthy?
The Lakers have the better team, though, right?
Right.
So that's my concern. The Lakers have a better team. The Suns had the better stars, collectively.
Yep.
I think Devin Booker and Durant, on their best days, are better than LeBron James at this stage in their career.
I don't think AD and LeBron on their best day could put up 85 combined points.
I don't think so. LeBron can't play that long. Nope. LeBron disappears. The reason I feel more confident about this, I don't see stars going absolutely berserk against... Look what Anthony Edwards did with Minnesota. He damn near willed him back into some games. You don't have to worry about that.
You can see it. When guys emerge as the guy, you can see it. Anthony Edwards emerged in that series.
The Lakers play a tougher brand of basketball than Golden State, than Phoenix, probably Minnesota too. It's not as much finesse. It's a tougher nose-style basketball.
But who else also plays
physical? But the Nuggets have gotten physical. That's how they shut down Booker and Durant. Essentially, for the last two games, not shut down. Booker was still good in game five. They were rough. Durant goes up for a shot, make him feel it.
It's not just one game that they did a great defensive effort. It was great defense the entire series. Even in the games that they lost, they were still solid defense, and it's playing physical the entire series that by the time you get to a game five and a game six, those guys are exhausted.
Yeah. No question about it. This is you've got it, but you got to bring it. You got to be tough because they're going to be tough on you. LeBron is a tank. He is built like a tight end. He will be playing tough defense. He's a hell of a defensive player. Anthony Davis can be scary. I'm just not that concerned. The Nuggets-Lakers split their series this season. But that was also a completely different Lakers team. The Nuggets played all four games because Westbrook was there still. Thomas Bryant was still there.
I think another thing with LeBron that often goes underlooked is his basketball IQ. He is incredibly intelligent on the basketball court.
He is. That's why Popovich made the comparison to LeBron James, between LeBron James and Nikola Jokic a few years ago. They're both very smart players. Problem is LeBron just... LeBron would be a fine player for me to watch if he just didn't embellish everything.
Sure.
Not everything was a dramatic act that you would see, you know, third act of Caesar. Whatever a play,
but
is
I think it's LeBron's
Phantom of the Opera.
The difference between LeBron and Jokic—they're both incredibly intelligent in terms of basketball. LeBron, when he shows his intelligence, like when he's lining guys up on offense, those guys are just listening and they're just doing it because it's LeBron. Jokic is doing it because he knows it, and his teammates know that he knows it.
Yeah, there's no disrespect as a player from me toward LeBron. I've seen him do amazing things. I've counted on him to do amazing things in games that I've picked them to win. And I've seen it come to fruition. So, but I'm just, you're crazy if you're telling me that LeBron is still one of the best players in the NBA on his best night. It's not true. He can have some outrageous nights. That doesn't make you the best player. Jason Tatum is better than LeBron James right now, today. Nikola Jokic is better than Jason Tatum than LeBron James today. Devin Booker is better. Kevin Durant, is he better today?
They're about even.
About easy. Is Steph Curry better than LeBron James today?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I don't know what the. I don't know. It's an interesting thing to see what the Warriors are going to do.
Giannis
better than LeBron today. Joel?
Yeah, no.
No.
You're not getting anything from me,
probably
Joel.
Probably not today. I mean,
you're not getting any high fives or nothing.
Donovan Mitchell, is he better than LeBron James today?
No.
That's what I'm saying though. Is like. There's already five players we just mentioned that are better than him. Ja Morant, gun waving excluded. Better than LeBron James today?
No.
There was a time you would have said that, though. 3 months ago, would you have said that?
Maybe. Ja is just so... Stuff outside of NBA aside, he just feels like an immature player.
Is Anthony Edwards better than LeBron James today?
No. Not yet.
Who else? Who? Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy can make a case. I saw an interesting thing on Jimmy Butler over the weekend. He was talking about what jersey number he was going to wear when he got to Miami. So Miami they've retired 23 for Michael Jordan. And they offered him, hey, you can wear 23.
Miami retired 23?
Yes.
Why?
Out of respect for Michael Jordan.
Does everybody do that?
No.
Why would Miami
do that?
It's
really weird that Miami did it.
The hell?
But they offered him 23 when he got there. Jimmy, of course, wore 21 in Chicago, and he said that was Chicago's number. I'm not going to wear that. So he's now 22. But they offered him 23 if he wanted it. And there's a theory, a wild conspiracy theory, that Jimmy Butler is the son of Michael Jordan.
That's weird.
Is it?
What number did LeBron wear when he was with Miami?
6.
Why did I? That's weird. Why would they retire Michael Jordan?
I don't know.
That's more weird than the conspiracy theory that he's his son. I mean,
I don't know about that.
Is that a real theory?
It is.
Is this
a legit
Tanner's
theory.
Birds thing?
No, it's an underlying NBA theory that Jimmy Butler's the long lost son of Michael Jordan.
Have they ever asked Michael Jordan about it?
I don't think so.
They should have asked him in that documentary. One more episode in. That could have been juicy. 40 minutes after the hour. We gotta get to the history between this Nuggets-Lakers franchise and how interesting the crossroads really are between these two teams. I mean, the Lakers have obviously always come out on top, but they've always been in a different world than the poor Nuggets, where maybe on a regular year when they weren't going up against history, they could go to the finals. But every time the Nuggets face the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals, they are historically good. This time it's different. Let's take a quick break. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA. Yeah, yeah, and that's why they call me.
Picture Joker walking in, new haircut, bad company, got his brothers, one to the right, one to the left.
It was best of 2009 rock.
We're good.
Trying to trigger up some of those old memories.
Oh! Is that where you're going today?
Yeah.
I didn't catch that theme, but I don't pay attention to dates.
Well, I'm trying to trigger those bitter Nuggets fans right now.
Oh, dude.
When you see this golden purple team across from you in the Western Conference Finals, remember what they took from you.
Kobe. Kobe was amazing in this series, man. Okay, Angel, to paint the picture, 2009, I am working at the radio station as an intern, maybe? Yes, I think I was about a year in, and I'm working at the radio station here as an intern, kind of. I'm producing some shows and doing all that stuff, doing reports. And my roommate, I had two roommates. One was kind of in that stage where he was about to get married. So my other roommate, he had some buddies. So we would go over to his old house, his mom and dad's house. And they had a basketball court and all that stuff still set up. And we would play the most epic freaking games. We'd go 2-on-2. We'd switch it up back and forth. We would play for hours upon hours just gearing up for the series. And then we get done and all, you know, then you go shower up, get ready to go, grab some pops, and boom, you're ready to rock and roll and watch this thing. And it was intense. It was a fun time, but I can still remember how I was watching that series with my good friends at that point. Don't know where they are now. I think that series really took a toll on them.
Here's the leading scorers from that 6-game series back in 2009.
Okay, can I guess?
Yeah.
Leading scorers on both teams, like one through...
Well, I was just going to go by game. Who was the leading scorer?
Okay, game one, I mean...
This was a 105-103 Lakers win.
It had to be Kobe.
It was Kobe with 40 points.
Who, second was Mella? Or was it Chauncey? Or do you have that list?
I should have it here.
It's okay. I mean, it's just Kobe was Kobe. Mello had some monster games in that series. So L.A. took game one.
Game two.
Was that an inbound game? Was that a game where we couldn't get the damn it ball inbound? I know it happened twice. Anthony Carter and Kenya Martin. I wake up in a cold sweat saying, get the ball in.
Oh, no.
More often than I can count. Just get it in. What are we doing here? Ugh.
Game two, Nuggets won, 106-103. Leading scorer, Carmelo Anthony.
Carmelo, baby.
34 points.
Nice. 1-1.
Game three, Lakers won 103-97.
Had to be Kobe.
Bryant scored 41.
2-1.
Game four.
Oh, yeah.
Nuggets win 120 to 101.
Chauncey?
No.
No.
Bryant again, 34.
Oh, okay. So, tied up at 2-2.
21-point win there.
Tied up at 2-2.
So the series goes back to LA. The Lakers win it game 5, 103-94. Melo with 31.
That could have been an inbound game because it wasn't as close. Like they had the they had free throws, so you can go up. It's not always like a 2-point game or something like that. I don't know if that was it though. I think the next game was a free throw game or was the inbound game.
Yeah, and then game 6, Lakers win it 119-92.
No, that wasn't it.
Bryant with 35.
That was it. It was the game before that had to be. I think game 1 maybe might have been an inbound pass game. It was both games. It was Kenyon Martin and Anthony Carter in two of those games in that series. Couldn't get the ball in. And it was just a devastating world. Because you just got to get it in, and both times the Lakers got steals, and then you're fouling. Kobe was, talk about a dog. Kobe was unreal. He was unreal. I stand by this, man. Kobe's better than LeBron James. I think Kobe is the second best player to ever do this. And it, with all due respect, I didn't see Larry Bird play. I see clips and everything, and in fairness there, they're only going to show you good highlights, right? So I'm not going to argue with you if you tell me Larry Bird's better than Kobe. But I watched Michael, didn't appreciate it as much as I should have, but I watched him. Kobe was, you talk about guys that scared me. He was Steph Curry and LeBron James wrapped into one. He could get you from the three, fade away, eyes closed. He could drive in and do something crazy too.
I mean, I didn't get into NBA until around 2012, 2013-ish. So I caught like the last bit of Kobe's career, but growing up, I still knew the name Kobe Bryant. I knew that he played for the LA Lakers, and I knew he was an incredible player.
Yeah, he's something else. He was something else, man. And he was, I couldn't stand him when he played Denver, but he was fun to watch. He was fun to watch, man. 49 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break. We'll wrap up with what did we learn on the other side. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Greeley Stampede is almost here. Join Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint for Rodeo Radio this June on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What did we learn on this 15th day of May? Well, first off, just a little, you know, promo from a guy, Brett King from Glass Doctor. You're getting $20 off of your rock chip repair at Glass Doctor in Greeley, West 10th. Also, half the proceeds going to Weld Food Bank for the next 2 weeks. So do me a favor. You got a rock chip? You know somebody does? Stop by. I learned deeper into this history that every time the Nuggets get ready to play the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals in their history, 4 years now, and I don't know so much about this year, but at least three, they've always run into not just a Lakers team, a historical Lakers team. Not a Lakers historical Lakers team, NBA historical team. Magic Johnson, that was the Showtime Lakers, one of the greatest franchises, dynasties ever. Kobe Bryant's Lakers, one of the greatest. Both stints with Shaq and Pau Gasol. And then LeBron was LeBron. It wasn't perhaps the greatest dynasty in Lakers franchise history, or one of them even, but they ran into him in the bubble. And LeBron is also one of those greats. So every time the Nuggets run into this team, something historical is happening with the Lakers. And I would say it's fair to say something historical is happening with the Lakers. Again, he has the Michael Jordan documentary crew following him around these whole playoffs, by the way.
Well, let's give him something to
talk about.
Something to talk about and say, oh man, it could have been great, except that Nuggets series caught them on a bad night.
Joker gets on the documentary. What did you learn today?
I learned that the MVP is Nikola Jokic. No award, no voter will tell me otherwise. Jokic doesn't lose elimination games with two chances. He doesn't score only 15 points, 8 assists, and whatever.
Yeah. No, he's
the MVP.
Joker's the MVP. You're right. By far. By far. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.